That's PETshows.com. See you at the show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to continue a little bit, follow yesterday's articles, and America's continuing operations in Syria. We've been, according to the UN, there's been a resolution taken before the UN that the United States, which has been occupying the certain area in northeast Syria, the article was stating that the United States needs to withdraw, and it's there illegally, using ISIS personnel that have been imprisoned, that are now been freed, to continue to transport oil out of Syria, which ends up in American hands. Some ends up in Russian hands, but for the most part, quite a bit ends up in the hands of the United States. And the United Nations Security Council has stated that America needs to stop looting Syria. Now, going to Operation Timber Sycamore and this conflict with what is happening in Russia, the lies and the strategy, the operation, the propaganda campaign by the mainstream media in this country that Russia is planning this invasion of the Ukraine has now been internationally debunked, but the United States continues to push this narrative because Russia, in conjunction with China, are a threat to America's hegemonic plans. And Russia and China have been openly talking about America's plan for total global control. I've talked about this in the past. This will happen. It is the United States that is funded, has worked with, has been behind Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, their plans to bring in a digital system. It wasn't Russia. It wasn't so much France, Germany, Italy. Yes, England had a big part in it, has always had a big part of it. The UN has been part of that plan. But America, above all the nations, has been behind Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum plan to bring in a digital monetary system internationally. It is the United States that has been behind this virus, that has been working with the labs, bio labs, internationally in Canada, in China, England, some in Germany, in America, working with these Pfizer or all of these pharmaceutical companies to bring about these bioweapons into the world. And I don't have to talk, and I don't really need to talk about how in the press in this country it is talked about daily how this has all been put together as a plan to bring about control. Who has been behind this objective? Well, going back to Pilgrim Society, working with England and America, the WASP, White Anglo-Saxon, what is the word I'm looking for? Aristocracy. The rulers of the world is what, how Christ phrased it when he gave his vision to the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. The kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth. These are the people who, decade after decade, century after century, plan ahead of time to destroy nations, invade nations, and to occupy. Why? Because it is the Pilgrim Society that has always had a plan, an objective, to take over the world using Pilgrim Society in New York City and also in England. And they have not changed their plan. It is still continuing to this very day. So going back to what the objective is to use every technique to demonize Russia, to plant, to get the world on board of the with the thought that Russia is going to invade the Ukraine. Russia is in a mode of expansionism, which is not true. So they'll accuse propaganda, the CIA propaganda networks in this country and abroad will push that narrative, which they are doing. Secondly, they will begin to bring in the old technique of cyber attacks on America, whether it be our past elections or coming elections. This is a technique number two. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
There will come a time when the United States will be given the go-ahead to be the head of the New World Order, but that time is not yet. The Bible says that the children of the devil will try to get ahead of God's prophecies. One of God's prophecies is that the United States will be the world hegemon, the head of the new world coming globalist society order, new world order. There will come a time when America will take that position, but not yet. The Bible states in the book of Revelation that the children of the devil, the men that rule the world, the kings of the earth, know that they're going to be allowed to rule the earth, and they're going to rule the earth through the United States. They're going to be given that, not a luxury, they're going to be given, allowed to do just what I've stated. But they're going to try to do it ahead of time. Hillary Clinton was trying to do it ahead of time. But President Donald Trump made sure God used him to keep her from taking over the presidency. If she would have taken over, we would be in a new world order presently. But according to Bible prophecy, Donald Trump had to be the one to win the election. And according to Bible prophecy, he would be in place for a short space. He should still be, legally, he is still the president. He should be in that position. But the Bible says in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, that he would be there a short space. Donald Trump is done. He is done. He is finished. It is over. Many Republican Trump supporters, they feel that Donald Trump is going to make a difference in this coming election. I say no, he's not. The Bible is clear that he was to be there for a short space. He's done. His space is done. Now, yes, we have someone who should not be in the presidency in the presidency. The person is there. It is not his presidency. It is somebody else's presidency. I have stated from the time of the election past beyond. I will continue to state this. Presently, every single strategy that this present administration is carrying out is a strategy of Barack Obama. Many people in the news throughout this country and internationally, they recognize and they feel confident that the one that is pulling the strings in the American government is Barack Obama. People forget who put and who brought Barack Obama into the sheepfold of the great, powerful, ruling people of the world, like George Soros. George Soros opened the doors for Barack Obama and brought him into the Soros plan to destroy Donald Trump, which did happen, and to bring in this new world order. So part of Soros' plan is to destroy Russia. This is not just a U.S. objective. It is being carried out by the CIA, by the agencies within the United States government, but at the direction of men like Soros and the Rockefeller Foundation people and the Clinton Foundation, these people are still carrying out the plan, and they will be successful. Time will prove they will be successful, but not yet. God is using presently not Donald Trump, but Russia to interfere with and delay the wishes of the New World Order and the strategies, the plans, the objectives of Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society will be eventually the society, it still is presently, the society that is giving direction to Boris Johnson. Where is Boris Johnson getting his direction from in England? Pilgrim Society. Who put him in power? Pilgrim Society. Who put Emmanuel Macron as power in France? Someone who will comply and basically go along with Pilgrim objectives. The Pilgrim Society. This is an aristocracy in Europe and in America working together. A mother and a daughter type of a scenario as far as nations go. Then you have Trudeau of Canada. People are fed up with Trudeau. Are they going to do anything to this man? No. Why? Because he is part of the Pilgrim Society objectives with the Five Eyes Nation. New Zealand, Australia, Canada, England, the United States. No, it is these people in Pilgrim Society. It is a society that actually uses the Masons, the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the Vatican, the Rosicrucians, the people at the Bohemian Grove, presidents of this country, members of Pilgrim Society, the Rockefeller family, who took over ownership of New York City in 1889. They owned New York City. They still own it. This aristocracy, this group of very powerful, wealthy people, are the ones who put in place senators, to prove it. Who right now is putting in the judges in all these judicial districts throughout this country? George Soros is putting many of them. He's funding heavily these appointees. Same principle with the United States government. With John Kennedy, he knew about the Pilgrims, and he decided to take a stand against Pilgrim Society in New York City and in London. And that is one of the reasons why it cost him his life. Many presidents, I think Truman, Roosevelt, I think Teddy Roosevelt, were Pilgrim Society members. When you join a society like Pilgrim Society, you swear allegiance to that society. From that point forward, you do what they ask in the position that you are given and the authority that you have in that position, and you obey what they ask you to do. Boris Johnson. This man is being told what to do. Trudeau. Macron. What about Joe Biden? If you don't believe that this man isn't being told, directed what to do, Guess who else is a honorary member of Pilgrim? Barack Obama. Why didn't they make him a member? Could it be because he is partially black? But still, they helped put him in during his 8 years as president. They made the decision eventually during the time of the Clinton administration to put Bill William Jefferson Clinton in as president. Don't think they didn't do that. They did. History proves it. The documentation and the history, the background of Pilgrim Society starting in 1902 in England, 1903 in New York City, the proof that the Rockefellers owned and controlled New York City from 1889 and forward, proof that Rockefeller, the Morgans, Carnegies, these very wealthy, powerful people, do you think they just wanted to be wealthy, powerful people in the railroad and in education and politically? Absolutely not. They wanted to own and control the United States of America, and they have owned and controlled this nation to some degree from its beginning. They have been involved from its beginning. So with the society, you have Skull and Bones Society. George Bush, not only a member of a Skull and Bones, both daddy and son, but Pilgrim Society members. And I have a list going back to 1902 of all the members in England, in Europe, in the United States of America that swore allegiance to Pilgrim Society. The war presently, or the attempted war to destroy Russia one more time, just like in 1916, when the Pilgrim Society trained Vladimir Lenin to overthrow the Tsar of Russia. Then eventually a year later, the Romanovs assassinate, they butcher the whole family. They destroy Russia. They make Russia an anti-God nation. But eventually, for the prophecies about Russia in the time in which we live, Russia had to exist. World War II, they tried to completely cut the head off of Russia with Adolf Hitler by sending Hitler into Russia in, what was it, 43, 44. But they failed again. Then pilgrims wanted to destroy Russia in the late 80s, starting in the early 80s, using George Bush Sr. to give direction to Ronald Reagan. Reagan is carrying out, whether he knew it or not, Pilgrim Society plans in the overthrow in Nicaragua and what was happening with the arms and the Contras. This was a Pilgrim plan. They tried to destroy Russia by destroying the ruble at the end of the Reagan administration, halfway through. And they, for the most part, did destroy Russia. But Russia has a role to play at the end of the world in Bible prophecy. And God is going to make sure that Bible prophecy is fulfilled. And Russia, they destroyed the ruble. Russia is a communist, anti-Christ, anti-God, God-hating, Christian-hating nation. And now look at Russia. It is a nation that allows freedom of religion, religious worship, and they have pretty much conscience-wise turned around, and they used to be communist, which is always God-hating, like America presently, and became a nation devoted to Christ. And now, once again, there is an objective by pilgrims to destroy Russia. Well, Russia's going to be destroyed according to prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. But it's not going to be America or the pilgrims that destroy Russia. It's going to be the hand of God in a unique way. But not yet. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 KHNC AM Radio, Pop AM Listening. Be back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Hey, listeners. This is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or enviroshapes@gmail.com.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Okay, with that background, now we're going to look at Syria. Russia eventually is going to be judged by God. But in the meantime, Russia is going to interfere with the globalist plans. It's going to interfere with Klaus Schwab. And it's going to interfere with the American secret enterprise called the CIA that destroys nations, puts leaders in nations, and controls nations. Eventually, Russia is not going to be able to, is going to be forced, according to the prophecies about Russia. God is going to put hooks in her jaw and drag her down to the area east of present-day Israel in the Jordan. And there God is going to destroy Russia with her comrades, the comrade nations that she will join with, and which she is right now making sure that her relationships with these nations are intact. Turkey, and even the Ukraine, Libya. I have an article right here concerning Libya. They are not, there is a group that is trying to give Libya some stability in the nation. There's not going to be any stability in Libya. Then Ethiopia. Ethiopia, in a sense, is in a big war right now. And Russia has been the nation to assist Ethiopia. Then Iran. According to the prophecies about Israel, about Russia, it's in an area called Magog, and the people live in that area are the sons and the children of Rosh, which is the tribe of Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Well, these are of the lineage of Japheth. Iran and the Russians are of the lineage of Japheth. The Iranians are not Arabs. They are white, light-skinned, blue-eyed, like many Russian people. They have to work together, have diplomatic ties, because Russia and Iran, I believe Turkey, part of the Ukraine, some other nations probably south of Russia, I believe part of Germany, Ethiopia, Libya, are going to come to attack Israel at some point in the near future. After Israel has initial wars in which she destroys Damascus and takes over the present-day nation of Jordan, they'll be at peace. And then after that period of time, I believe that will probably set the stage for Russia to come down. But Russia right now is interfering with Pilgrim Society objectives and will continue to interfere with those objectives. The objectives of Pilgrim Society using the United States and the Five Eyes nations is to get Russia into a war, to eliminate Russia so that Russia won't interfere with the globalist objectives of these nations, but mainly the United States of America. I've gone over Project for a New American Century. This document was written in the early 90s. America had an opportunity to rule the world. Should America move on that opportunity or let that opportunity slip away? The plan was made to move forward with America's plans for world hegemony. And we're continuing to move that way. But God has put in His Bible, Russia is in the way, in the interfering with those plans. Why would God allow Russia to interfere with those plans? For the people of the world to have a little bit more time to get their bearings. For the people of the world to maybe get out of debt. For the people of the world to begin to see really what is America all about. What is Britain all about? What is Canada all about? Look at the greatest lockdowns. Look at the lockdown. You have an island, a massive, massive island. The people in this island, Australia, they do not have an escape. Look at the lockdowns there. Look at the lockdowns there in Canada. Look what's happening with the trucker strike. And Trudeau, the coward, he goes into hiding. Well, he's going to protect himself from COVID. No, he's not going to protect himself from COVID. He's there to protect himself from the Canadian people who are very upset with his policies. That these are not even his policies. These are the policies of the Queen of England, the old reptile. This is her objectives. This is the plan of British Parliament. And again, going back to who rules British Parliament? Pilgrim Society. Who put Boris Johnson in power? Pilgrim Society. Why? Because he was probably, when he was young, he was abused. He was probably tortured. And he became a good, reliable, do-as-he-is-told person. The same with, who was it before him? Oh, what is his name? His wife. Because they're in the occult. Whenever he'd get a haircut, she'd make sure that all of his hair and his fingernails and all of anything coming off of his body was, she made sure she had track of it. Because they make voodoo dolls. If they had a lock of his hair, they'd make a voodoo doll and curse him. What was his name? I can see his face, but I can't think of his name. But his wife made sure that his hair clippings, his fingernails, nothing was ever given to allow anybody to take part of his body to make a voodoo doll to curse him. I'll think of his name. Trying really hard, though. But anyhow, now, Operation Timber Sycamore in the Obama administration, Syria Civil War, is the most dangerous and destructive crisis on the planet. This is by Martin Berg, mintpressnews.com. This is December 2016. To keep the fires burning, the U.S. and its satellites have spent billions of dollars. It is curious that the New York Times recently uncovered a criminal role that the CIA played in the Syrian war, reporting that members of the Obama administration have told them that Saudi Arabia is sponsoring the absolute majority of overseas unannounced overseas wars to keep the role played in them by Washington a secret. At times, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia would share their intelligence, while some cases Riyadh just hands out large sums of money to CIA operatives. America will always continue to try to attempt to control Syria. We'll be right back. We'll continue. I'll let you know more about that in a second.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
During the time of the Obama administration, you had this Operation Timber Sycamore taking place, the United States involvement in Syria. When Donald Trump became president, this operation, for the most part, ceased. The ISIS created by Obama, these terrorists, didn't just appear. No, they actually came into existence as a plan by the Obama CIA. It was an operation. They were funded. They were trained. During the Trump administration, many of these ISIS people were put in prison. Now that Trump is gone and Biden is now taken over for Obama, this is an Obama plan still. Now, once again, in Syria, they're beginning to use ISIS once again to cause conflict. And Russia is now once again involved to stop the CIA-trained ISIS terrorists from their objectives. Their objectives are to create problems. Why does the United States want to occupy and control Syria? Why have they been active in trying to overthrow Bashar Assad? Because America can't control the Middle East by taking over Saudi Arabia or Israel. The only way America can control the Middle East is by occupying Syria. By occupying Syria, she pretty much has control over what happens to the north and to the east. By occupying Syria, controlling Syria, the United States will be able to have greater control in Iraq once again. And at the same time, by controlling Syria, America keeps operatives out of Iran from occupying the present-day Syria. The Jewish people, for the most part, are not at a great conflict with Bashar Assad, whether you would understand that to be true or not. Bashar Assad is basically, he has allowed religious freedoms, whether it be Shia or Sunni or Christian Orthodox churches or Christian ministries operating in that area, even Lebanon, Syria. Assad is trying to keep his country together, to keep the civil war and those nations that would come in to cause problems. At the same time, Israel realizes that to a great degree, Bashar Assad is bringing some stability, even though he's having to deal with these Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call all the other groups. Israel doesn't want to have to go to any kind of conflict with Syria, but eventually, because of America, is going to have to go to conflict. And eventually, the terrorist groups surrounding Israel are going to unify, and there's going to be a campaign to attack Israel one more time. This next time, I feel that Israel is going to be completely victorious in eliminating the enemies surrounding the whole of Israel. Egypt won't be part of that, but down in the Gaza Strip, Golan Heights, over the border into Syria, Damascus, to some degree in the Jordan, and in Lebanon, Israel is going to be thorough in dealing with enemies in the future. But with this Operation Timber Sycamore, many nations during this operation were sending bullets and guns into Syria to keep Syria at war. In 2013, the CIA and Riyadh agreed on launching an operation under the code name Timber Sycamore, aiming to topple Syria's elected officials. Under the deal, the Saudis contribute both weapons, large sums of money. CIA takes the lead in training the rebels on AK-47 assault rifles, meaning ISIS. It was an Obama objective, ISIS, terrorist groups, and teaching them to use the anti-tank missiles. Turkey, Jordan, Qatar were involved in the criminal design. They brought in exact amounts of money above those that had been mentioned and handed over to the CIA. What was brought in is going to remain secret. In New York Times, stated that Saudi Arabia had been a major sponsor through all the time, allocating billions of dollars in a bid to bring down the government of Bashar al-Assad. This was the New York Times stating this. This is the black and the white. Since 2012, eight European countries had been selling large shipments of small arms to Saudi Arabia. The total worth surpassed €1 billion. Most of the weapons ended up in terrorist hands in Syria. Same time, the U.S. kept supervising these deliveries through its SOCOM, Southern Communications Operation. And in this operation command, it was in charge of overseeing operations overseas. Also, weapons from Bulgaria, Romania, to Turkish and Jordanian ports ended up in Syria. America, to control the Middle East, will try to occupy Syria. This was Barry Satoro, the plan of Barry Satoro. It is still a plan. Joe Biden is still carrying out that Obama plan. And eventually, I personally feel that eventually, waiting in the wings one more time, is Barry Satoro. He's waiting there. And if you take a poll of Democrats in this nation and you give them Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, you give them John Kerry, who will they pick to be the leader of this country again? Hillary or Kerry or Kamala Harris? No. Without a doubt, it would be Obama. We'll be right back.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the US, back in the USSR.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. be happy.
Just to end with a little bit of commentary, you know, presently, I feel that Donald Trump, if he were wise, it's my own personal feeling, he would take his wife, his children, and he would leave this country. Because these people, if they have enough power to put Adolf Hitler in power, Adolf Hitler does what he does from 33 on to 45, and they have the kind of power to hide Hitler down in South America until the 60s when he dies naturally. I think it was 60s or early 70s. If they have the kind of power to take Hitler's wife, Eva von Braun, and have her meeting with Barack Obama's mother and a photo of Eva von Braun and Obama's mother, and Obama, when he's about 4 or 5 years old, if they have that kind of power to allow Adolf and Eva to continue to live into the 60s, then they have the kind of power to not only remove and destroy the Romanov family, but they have that kind of power to remove Donald Trump and his dynasty and his children and his posterity. I wouldn't mess with these people. So if I were Trump, I would back out and disappear. Now, going back to this article, don't think that Operation Timber Sycamore has ended. It has not. This operation is still in effect to this very day, because this administration and the policies that really took hold, foreign policies during the Obama administration, not only foreign but national, are 100% in place and being carried out to this very day. Syria is still a strategy of America, of the Pilgrim Society, of the hidden deep state of this country, and the private military that travels the seven seas, seven continents, and all the oceans of the world, the CIA, they are alive and carrying out the objectives of Pilgrim Society. Who controls this private military operation, the CIA, Pilgrim Society? As time goes on, and more of the truth comes out, and people begin to see behind the curtain, then you're going to get an understanding that presently Russia is being used by God to stop and hinder and slow down the plans of the New World Order. They can't be stopped forever, but they can temporarily be forced to stay in step with God's timetable. And God will make sure they stay in step with His plan, not theirs. That's it for today. Be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC, Top AM Radio, Podcast 1360KHNC.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.